Welcome to the Triple M Brisbane podcast for Tour de Brisbane, sponsored by Transurban. It can only happen once a year. The city is closing its roads just for you. Grab your bike and join the race. The Tour de Brisbane. Info at tourdebrisbane.org.
A major scientific event occurred over the weekend around Australia. It was people falling off the wagon all over the place. It was the first weekend following the end of January. And I think we all know what January means. A lot of people made commitments to exercise every day, to never eat sugar or bread again, to stop drinking, to stop smoking, to throw in anything else you can think of.
Well, you introduced us to Vegenuary, which was where you only eat vegetables.
One day it became Vegenuary, but that was just a simple slip of the tongue.
On report and in the bin.
Okay, I'll wear that.
Marto, and it was the end for you because I heard you telling Dan earlier that you had a drink on Friday night at Morton.
That's right. Dry for quite some time, since January, all of January, and Kath and I both had a drink and neither of us went mad. It was great. I started drinking like an Italian. That's my aim.
Oh,
they
only
drink. They have a little drink, one little drink, and then they have a little drink of something else.
And then you kiss your best mate.
What Italians kiss their best mate?
What is the Italian drinking method? One little drink of what?
Well, they don't drink like us Australians. So we'll drink a whole bottle of something and give me another one. Yeah. We're mad. And
then
they just have a little bit and they enjoy it. Yeah. They have luxurious.
Take your shirt off.
No, they don't. Where are you going with this kissing your mate nonsense? That's not what Italians do.
I've got to tell your friends after a drink or two, they get happy.
Need to look at your friends full stop, not just the Italian.
Can we specify for the jury that you had only given up drinking because when you drink, you smoke, and you wanted to give up smoking. You thought, if I give up drinking, I'll give up smoking. Did you have a cigarette when you had a drink on Friday night?
Not at all.
None. Well done.
None. Saturday night, I had a drink as well.
How many days? Since you've had a cigarette?
Oh, about 25 or something.
Stop counting. Why are you counting? When you break the streak.
Oh, sorry.
Anyway, stop counting. Do you know why you didn't have a cigarette? Say it. Because...
I don't smoke.
No, you're...
I am not a smoker.
I'm not a smoker,
thank you. Thank you. I won't play the audio.
It still smells like smoke. I was near someone who was having one. It smelled really nice.
If you want to hear Marto after a few drinks, I won't play it again here. Get the podcast on the listener app. You can hear his tour of Moreton Island that he gave me.
I didn't realise. I still swear a lot.
One slipped through on the show.
But good luck, everyone else who got jumped off the wagon. I hope it's good for you. And
if you're in intensive care.
Sugar tastes nice. Bread's really nice,
well,
too.
Well, I'm just jumping onto it. Triple M Breakfast. Hey guys, last night was one of those nights where I foraged around with Corey in the bottom of the deep freeze looking for something to cook for dinner because we'd had one of those afternoons, you know, with school pickup and sport, and Corey's currently like pretty much demolishing the whole inside of our house. Every time I come home, there's a new wall missing from the inside. I think we only have external walls left. Anyway, he pulled the fridge out of the kitchen, demolished the kitchen, etc. And we got to a point at about 7:30 last night and went, what are we going to do for dinner? There's no meat in the fridge, hadn't pulled anything out, had kind of had one of those afternoons, got home and then went, we don't have anything. So we were foraging.
And even if we did, we don't have a kitchen.
A kitchen. Mm-hmm. He's set up the fridge, so it's kind of sitting off to the side, and then he's put a little trestle table up with the microwave and the air fryer, et cetera. So plenty of utensils to use, just no food. So we're foraging around, and we managed to come up with some sort of...
You're a pathetic human if you do takeaway on a Monday night. Yes. I'm just going to throw that out
Well,
there.
We didn't, Marto. We foraged to the bottom of the deep freeze and we ended up finding one random crumbed pork cutlet and one
between five or six people?
No, the kids had eaten. They got tuna bake. Right. But I don't like tuna bake. And so I was like, what are we having for dinner? What are us
adults?
Do you
have different food?
Sometimes, especially on sports nights because Corey's like, the pasta's done, the kids can eat.
How very growing up of you.
What do we want?
And now, are you sure it was crumbed or is this fungus that it's accumulated over the journey?
It was definitely crumbed, and then I pulled out some sort of beef-looking mince wrapped in pastry with some sort of pesto in between, and I was like, oh, that looks good.
A wheel, was it?
We'll throw those into the air fryer.
Just put it in the air fryer and see what happens.
We didn't even bother making a salad. We went the whole meat option. But as I was digging, I found some pumpkin soup that I had made. My girlfriend had gifted me some pumpkins. She'd been up at Toowoomba visiting her mum, and I'd made a pumpkin soup, and I remembered I had leftovers and put it in the freezer.
Jeez,
until I defrosted it, and then Corey went to have a taste of it and realised it was actually mango sorbet that the kids had made that they'd frozen. And so there was no pumpkin soup accompaniment with our... it was more like a mango soup. It was hot, and there was supposed to be some sort of sorbet gelato. Instead, it ended up being a mango
liquid.
You've got
to ride on things before you freeze it, because they look a lot different.
Random Tupperware containers in there with frozen stuff. Funny. I have no idea what
it
is.
What a fall from grace, huh? The highest point scorer ever for the Broncos, and now he finds himself in a house without walls eating mango sorbet for dinner and one crumbed lamb cutlet.
That's what happens.
The NRL, be better prepared.
NRL has to look after these players.
When they transition, it's hard.
Triple M Breakfast.
It's a game of word charade. Guess the words right and the loot is yours. Triple M Breakfast.
Can't say that.
You can't say that.
Well, we can't say that, but you can.
You have to. That's the point of the game. You have to say five words in 60 seconds, Ben, in Jindalee.
It's like a verbal game of charades, Ben. Have you ever played charades?
Yeah, played charades a few times.
Yeah, except because we're on the radio, you can't do the actions. Yeah. You've got to try and use your describing words, which would be adjectives.
You can use verbs and nouns too in the sentences as well.
He's ready.
Who do you want, Marto or Margo?
Let's go, Marto. You're up, mate.
Good thing you've prepared. You've written down a few words over there in some blue ink.
I've written down three words. Good luck, Ben.
Benny, you can pass. Marto, no rhyming, no letters, no...
Who said the no rhyming? Whatever I do.
Then what are you gonna do? Ben gets disqualified.
No. Oh, okay.
I won't do
it. I'd hate you to get disqualified. Okay.
Geez, am I going to have to energise you here?
Oh, I know. First one's a tough one because it rhymes with something good, like, you know,
just
soft drink.
Do the quick taser, not the slow taser.
Okay, here we go, Ben.
Yep.
Oh, when you help somebody out, you're doing them a bit of a...
Favour?
Yes. I didn't have to rhyme with flavour in the end. Real estate agents and people who sell things, they're trying to... scam.
You can't say the word.
Okay, let's push on. Tomorrow, fashionable. If people who are fashionable are said to have tremendous...
last name of Harry.
Harry. Yeah, last name of Harry, the singer. You know, the singer?
Style.
Captain Cook and Christopher Columbus, they were great...
Explorers,
yeah, correct. And, you know, the worm that shines? What are your sort of worms do you call them? They shine in the dark. They're called?
Fluorescent, incandescent.
No.
It's a smaller word.
Glow.
Yes.
One more for him.
Oh, you know the drummer in a band, he controls the, another word for rhythm.
It's a gay club in the valley.
Oh, yes, it's a gay club in the valley. Well played, everybody. Benny, you're a winner.
Ooh.
Well, that first one was hard. How are you supposed to say
favour? The one that you skipped was convince.
Oh, I gave you up on that.
Style, explore, glow, beat. Ben from Jindalee. You going to the regatta, bud?
You guys are legends. Thank you.
Gay nightclub. Magnificent work from you, Margo.
What did you do when you didn't get paid for a job?
Well, there's a roofer who's a bit cranky because he didn't get paid for his job. And so he just thought, you know what? I'm going to go and rip up the tiles if you're not going to pay me.
Get off the roof. Get off the roof when I rip it off, mate. When it's off,
He didn't pay, so technically they're still his tiles.
Are you laid up? Well,
he went to get them back.
Yeah. You would think common-sensingly there, but apparently the law, gets in the way all the time. That law thing.
He should be a sovereign citizen.
When you've laid the tiles, it belongs to that house and those people. But they didn't pay, so they'd got what they deserve.
133353. What have you done when you haven't been paid? Simo from Narangba. Good morning.
How are we, beautiful people at Triple M?
Beautiful, mate.
What happened, Simo?
Mate, I'm a concrete cutter. I had a concreter. I carried him for a good few months, mate. He owed me $2,500, but $2,500 is $2,500.
Bloody oath.
So he refused to pay. I don't know why, mate. It's just concrete is a concretist. But there's a product out. It dissolves concrete. And 20 litres of that on the driveway, mate, dissolved the concrete. He had to rip it up, cost him $12,000.
Okay, you never did get your $2,500, but you got
never
some
satisfaction. Never got me $2,500, mate, but he went under for more than what he owed me, so...
Beautiful. Do you feel better for yourself about it, Simo?
Satisfaction.
I feel pretty good about it, mate, because it's a principle.
Satisfying.
We're carrying people with accounts.
Yeah.
and then they're not paying their bills.
Simo. You learned a few lessons that day, Simo, in terms of, you know, people don't let bills get out of control. Well, that's not out of control, $2,500, but that can bring you down.
It's not out of control, but, you know, you're cutting out curbs and channels, $200 a pop.
Yeah. Mate, 20 bucks is 20 bucks.
Now, Simo, are you still aware of this bloke? Does he pay his bills on time now? Like, did you teach him a lesson that he's learned?
I told him a lesson. I think I've heard he pays his bills now, mate. And then he rang me up a year to the day. He rang me up to do his work. And I said, you got more fun than David Jones, mate.
That happens quite often. Hey, Simo.
You showed him, Simo.
On the new estates, have you heard about blokes grabbing spas and hot water systems and stuff like that if they hadn't been paid?
Well, I've heard of things like that, mate. There's a lot of things that we shouldn't talk about on air that go down.
Okay. Thank you, Simo. We'll talk about it.
I like Simo.
Text us on the burner phone.
You got
Simo.
A prize for
I
him.
I enjoy his discretion too at the end there. Simo, do you want to go to Hoppy's Hand Wash Cafe, mate?
Mate, I'd love to go to Hoppy's Hand Wash Cafe.
You can have a coffee, Simo, while you sit and watch your car be washed by someone else.
Get a few of the dags off your car.
Yeah, wash some of that concrete dissolving powder off your hands. It's open 7 days a week. Simo. 10 sites throughout Brisbane and the Gold Coast. We love Hoppies. Good on you, Simo. Thanks for the call, mate.
Adam from out at Ipswich. How are you, mate?
Hey, good, good. The feeling of satisfaction is amazing.
What happened, bud? Tell us.
I used to drive a cab many years ago, and I had a group of people that refused to pay me, and they ended up bolting. So I went back to their house that same night, took one shoe from every pair that was on the veranda, ended up in the Bremer River.
That's wonderful stuff, Adam. Now, you never got a call for a pickup from that address again, did you?
If I did, I'd pass it on to somebody else.
Yeah.
Left or right shoe, Adam?
Doesn't matter.
You would have seen him the next Friday night walking into the city with one shoe on.
And he's driving down past the Bremer River and there's some homeless person wearing one shoe.
Adds Hoppy's Hand Wash Cafe for you as well, brother. Well done, mate.
Nice.
Good on you, mate. 7 days a week, 10 sites throughout Brizzy and the Gold Coast. As we said, we love Hoppy's.
Triple M Breakfast.
Well, it's that time of year. It is that time of year moving into...
Which time? State of origin
autumn.
Time?
Or no, winter? It's a time of year where people get a little bit excited about going to the edge of our nation and looking out to the sea and seeing those big fish. It's whale time.
Oh.
SeaWorld rescue crews have begun training ahead of the whale season. Specialist teams practicing delicate disentanglement processes on the Gold Coast as they prepare for more than 35,000 whales to travel through Queensland to warmer waters.
I know a lot of people right behind SeaWorld, and I'm sure it's a wonderful resort these days, and all good luck to them.
I love the use of
35,000 a year.
Is it really that many?
35,000.
Oh, here we go. So
day
beautiful.
After day, coming into our waters, eating all our krill, frolicking around without paying any interstate migration tax.
Well, you want to eat the krill, do you?
No, but there's other creatures out there that should be... No. You think about our cost of living crisis that we're currently experiencing.
Here we go again with eating whales. This is, I've only been on this show for 10 months. Yeah. This is the third time I've heard mention eating whales.
And the voice
of... Every year I suggest we eat whale and
Is that old footage?
Yeah, there's also this.
There's too many of them. Oh, yeah, every year, here they come again. here they go. Oh, look at the whales and there's the boats going out to see them. Oh, blow a bit of water out the hole in the back of your head.
Are you going to be whalist again?
Yeah. Were they different years? So I do this every year.
Whaleism.
Every year, Margot.
I'm whaleist because there's so many of them. Margot, do you know
They're
how big
beautiful.
They are? They're as big as this building. They could feed so many people. Yeah, people are going, I'm forking out for sea. You know how expensive seafood is? If we started hauling a few of them in, disentangling. No, you've caught them. And as a fisherman, I think everyone knows, is it the right size? It's a whale. They're always legal size. Drag them in. Just drag in a couple and have a go.
I like that delicate disentanglement. You know I liked even better? When that Django fella, remember he jumped out of his boat and he got his spearfishing...
Bloke got his own.
His rope knife.
He hadn't had any training.
He just jumped in the water. He went and cut away. And he set the whale free. Now, that's incredible
Okay, Marto, can I meet you halfway? These things weigh 100 tonne.
Mm.
Surely surely you can take one tonne of blubber off them and then let it go and it'll be fine. Won't it heal up?
Exactly. And they get up to Bundaburg or up to Harvey Bay.
Eat up.
And everyone
up
goes, geez, you've lost a bit of weight,
you
Ollie.
Know why he's a whaler? Because he comes from Moreton Island and they used to love harpooning the whales and bring them in the whaling station.
That is true, but that's not why. That was in the 60s. I'm not that old.
If you see a tinny on the waterway that says Mardo's Japanese research vessel, call the authorities immediately.
I look up to those Japanese scientists.
Triple M breakfast.
Life, it's all varied, etc. Sometimes I'm early to the party, like I start things like schoolies and...
That claim is disputed.
I know, that's a dispute. And then often things do get disputed, but often we are on the front foot and we'll cover a story and then I'll see another news organisation, we'll carry it on. They obviously listen and they go, oh, we'll do that in print or TV that night. But on this occasion, I'm very late to the party. Internet, I don't do much... anything with Instagram, can't really cop it there. The show-offs, Facebook's
you're
a
Facebook
bit too...
kind of guy, aren't you?
No, I don't.
You like the groups.
Don't do anything with it. Oh, I like the groups just because they're interesting, but it's more folksy and boring, Facebook, I guess.
It's more old people.
Tell me you haven't discovered MySpace.
No.
You're not on TikTok.
No.
Twitter. Have you joined X?
No. Finally. Not any of those. No. And I've done nothing on Facebook, done nothing on Instagram.
Snapchat.
Couldn't care. No, I found Reddit. I found this Reddit in the last couple of months.
Reddit.
Yeah, it's where there's no show offs there. It's just intelligent people throwing in and funny, usually funny too. They're not angry. No one's angry there. They're just throwing in things. How would you describe Reddit?
Damn. I thought I really got on it.
The front page of the internet, they call it. Do you know how it works? The comments get voted up and down.
Oh,
so
do they?
The community actually go, yeah, a little upvote, that's good. So that you're reading the best voted ones.
All right, here's one from That'll Do Me. Somebody just asks a question and then everyone starts piling
on,
et cetera.
Is it like a forum?
Yes.
People harvest stuff from the internet, Margot, post it, and then it gets voted up and down. Triple M's Best of Brisbane.
What do you make of it? It's okay?
It's the best.
Okay.
Listen to this one. I can't believe you've just
discovered this one particularly, I reckon I discovered it about 4 weeks ago.
Well, if you're late to the party, I'm even later. I've never even got on Reddit.
All right. Well, here's somebody just threw it up. I don't know who these people are, but they're somehow on Reddit. What if God came down one day and said, it's pronounced Jod, then left? That is the best. Imagine if God comes down and he appears on all the TV stations, everything stops, and he goes, it's Jod.
I can't believe it.
And then you never see him again.
And my son is Jesus.
I can't believe of all the things on the internet, that's
Jod.
The one that captivated you.
Yeah. Well, what about how do we know he does say it, God?
There's a forum called That'll Do Me. Can I put my co-worker just discovered Reddit on the forum?
That'll do me.
Hey, there's a TV show you'd enjoy, actually, given you're just coming to the
Gilligan's
party.
Gilligan's Island?
It's a fella called Jerry. He's Jewish. He lives in New York. He's a stand-up. It's called Seinfeld.
It might have some legs. I don't know.
Triple M Breakfast.
Tell you what's going on in Swiftie land. I know we're supposed to be a Taylor-free zone, but I promise this is the once and only time we'll talk about it in the show today.
Oh, one and only.
She's had huge global impact on the world. Everybody's talking about her. Of course, she's on tour, and so everybody's has interest, right? Mums are under pressure to try and get tickets for their daughters. Dads are being dragged along against their will. But she has made such an impact that she has even impacted the politicians of this country, so much so that...
She drove Barnaby Joyce to drink alleviate the stress
the planter
on the planter box. I mean, he's sick of hearing about Taylor Swift.
Anthony Albanese, our Prime Minister, is a huge fan. And before Taylor Swift and the Eras Tour was a thing here in Australia, he's been a Swiftie for life. 2022, this audio is from, where he apologises and somehow Taylor Swift gets a mention.
I made a mistake, and guess what? I fessed up to it. There are other people who have made mistakes with numbers even today. So here's a Taylor Swift comment for you. My theory is shake it off.
Shake it off in reference to one of her songs.
Yeah, now we know.
Well, he loves that song, doesn't he? I did an interview recently, sat down to do a podcast. I didn't know the Prime Minister did podcasts. He joins us in the show, big Rabbitohs fan. But he sat down and did a podcast. Again, Taylor Swift.
Oh, I think that she is a great role model. Shake It Off is a feminist anthem, and her later material, like Folklore and Evermore, are just fantastic albums. She is a great songwriter.
You can almost hear him reading off the briefing notes yeah. one of his advisors
no,
had given
him? No, I've watched the reference. Podcast. He actually could recite. He talked about her albums of past. He's got a son. This is the thing. Our children persuade us yeah. to, you know, feign interest in things that we don't normally would feign interest in. He has a son travelling overseas at the moment. Is he concerned about coming home? No. He's concerned about whether Dad got him Taylor Swift tickets.
It's important because my son, 22, and is currently on a backpacking tour around Europe with his girlfriend. I spoke to him a couple of nights ago. His one obsession wasn't how we were going or what he was doing. It was, can you get me Tay-Tay ticket?
Oh, that's what we need from the fearless leader of our nation, isn't it?
Of course, which to he replied straight away.
Shake it off.
No.
For a change.
Of course I can. Oh. You need to calm down. I'm going to get you tickets. I just need to make one phone call. It's all going to be okay. I'm the Prime Minister of Australia. Of course I can get Taylor Swift tickets.
That's what will sort us out on the global level, won't it?
I know. Send him over. Don't worry about it. Taylor Swift tickets.
We'll send him into Russia and Ukraine. That's it. Albo can give Vladimir Putin a friendship bracelet made out of beads.
Shake it off.
Yeah, that'll work. Perfect.
I saw even before the budget, and the budget's given a lot of welfare recipients a bit of a handout and a hand up and all the rest of it. Good on them, etc. That's what the Labor Party promised. But the charities, last night on A Current Affair, I saw they're doing it tough. There's already a lot of meals being handed out and people struggling to get through. And then I heard this from one of the guys giving out the charity in Sydney. It's a desperate situation.
It's people I come across all the time. They're pulling their teeth out with pliers or they're sharing false teeth.
Okay. Sharing, that'll do me. Sharing false teeth. So Gary and Graham are sitting down. They've got one pair. Listen. You eat the soup, I'll have a go at the steak, and then we'll swap over, then we'll clean them up and put them away for the night, eh?
And when you bite into the steak, Gary, just leave the teeth in there when you pass the plate over. Why are they taking their teeth out so the false teeth fit?
All right, so Gary's if anyone's got some false teeth from Grandad at home...
Hang on, help me understand. So Gary's false teeth don't fit his mate, so he's got to take some of his teeth out to fit them in?
No. They'd had the whole thing, the whole up and down.
But I think what they're saying is people are doing it so tough that instead of going to the dentist, they're pulling out their own teeth.
But then there's other people.
They're also sharing dentures. Yeah.
But do we need a false teeth bank here in Australia? So just you can go in and say, listen, can I, like at a library, can I take them out for a week?
Oh, or like we donate blood, donate a tooth. I've got
to
enough.
Build some false teeth.
What happened to all your old teeth? Yes, where are they?
You know what, man?
Listen, don't teeth shame me. It's awful.
Marto, Margo and Dan on Triple M Breakfast. They're Brisbaners.
We're talking about America. Let's talk. What's going on? I don't understand their election. Like, Trump's running for president, but the election's not on until next year.
No, November.
This year.
And they're already...
So Biden wants a re-election, Trump, and then that Robert Kennedy Jr. He's going, running pretty hard.
He's going independent.
Is Joe Exotic still the Tiger King?
He's going to be going from jail.
He's running from jail.
He might be cellmates with Trump if things go a certain way. Kanye
is
will probably get involved.
Is still a thing?
Yeah, I'd say so. This is his campaign here, Kanye. He really wants to clean up. Yeah. You know when you see dog poo on the side of the road?
Yeah.
Kanye's big on.
No, he's not. Play the proper stuff. The people, I can't believe Americans still love Trump.
Next to God, he's one of the greatest men going. He's the best president I think we ever had in the United States.
You're in a cult.
God, Americans are stupid.
I'm with her. I love him.
You don't love him that much, though, do you?
No,
the greatest person.
I don't believe in God, so.
So Trump's
he's up
one.
There.
So apparently it's freezing and you've got to vote in person. I don't understand all the electoral college and caucus.
Caucasian. They're picking
caucus.
Their favourite Caucasian. That sounds like it. Now they're picking what Republican runs, and it'll be Trump.
What's wrong carrying 10 pizza boxes? Like, he's obviously bribing. He's mad.
These caucuses are your personal chance to score the ultimate victory over all of the liars, cheaters, thugs, perverts, frauds, crooks, freaks, creeps, and other quite nice people.
What is going on
He
over
thinks
there?
He's a stand-up comedian, doesn't he? He runs some pretty good gear.
Oh, some bloke, there was a young guy, just started heckling him. And doesn't he love a heckler?
Go home to mommy. Your mommy's waiting. Go home to mommy.
Ooh.
I saw Meryl Streep actually at the Golden Globes. She made a really political, like a heavy political plea.
She's for him.
No, to vote against him. Oh, right. Yeah.
Oh, don't.
But your other options, Biden.
Yeah, you're an actor. Sit down.
You're so
Hey, get your award and off you go.
Just listen to what Ricky Gervais said a few years ago. Just take your award and shut up and
get off the stage.
One of the best lines Trump ever had, though, during COVID, they were talking about modelling where the disease is going to spread. And he goes, I've seen the models and everybody knows I know the most about models.
Supermodels.
Supermodels, all the best models. Like, he can't help himself. And there's one more bit here, Marto, where he was voting over there is very important, Margo. He needs to get back in. He might be able to reverse some legal decisions coming up potentially. So he really needs this, and he needs you to put your life on the line.
So brave the weather and go out and save America, because that's what you're doing. Even if you vote and then pass away, it's worth it.
As long as you get that ballot in, I don't care if you die.
Marto, Margo and Dan on Triple M.
I made a big life-changing decision yesterday morning whilst sitting in the car park of the Westfield Carindale, because today...
Today I feel...
Brunette.
Brunette, that's right.
Very brave of
you. I changed my hair colour.
You left here yesterday, you said, I'm going to the hairdresser. I said, what are you doing? You said, I'm going to go blonde.
Very blonde. And I've been blonde for about 2 years now. I'm always changing my hair colour. I don't know if it's because I'm bored or, you know, what I can. But, yeah, just always having a bit of fun with it. You know, your hair, you know, it's there forever. Why have the same hairstyle over and over
he's
every day?
Our producer, Snowy.
Oh, he doesn't have any hair. No,
he's
receding.
Got the big Devon on top of
his
head.
Sorry. Yeah. But yeah, I like to change it up a little bit. Anyway, yesterday, I questioned, do blondes really have more fun? Because
they catch my eye more.
It's expensive, to be a blonde.
Oh, is it?
It's really expensive.
To go dark than to go blonde?
You constantly do your roots and highlights, and it's a whole process. So not only is it expensive and it's time-consuming, right?
How does our premier afford it?
I know, right? Taxpayer dollars. Or maybe she gets it for free.
A grant.
She gets it for free, probably. But you sit in the chair for, 4 or 5 hours, sometimes 6 hours if you're a blonde.
What do you do while you're
They're processing the colour, right? And then you've got to get the colour right, so then you go back to the basin.
Putting more poison really close to your brain.
Yes, exactly.
That's what they're doing.
Bleaching it.
Does anyone ever consider that it's poison going really close to your most important organ?
It's peroxide, right?
That's a poison.
Hey, Margo, humour me, as an idiot male, how many women are actually blonde? Naturally.
How many women?
Yeah,
naturally a blonde?
Because you see a lot of blondes around. Yeah, not a lot.
See a lot of
blondes. It needs a lot of maintenance, right? You're constantly topping it up or getting a toner. Then you've got to use purple shampoo. Like, it's a whole process being
shampoo.
A blonde.
Purple shampoo? What's that?
Well, that takes all the gold and the goldiness out of it, the brassiness, and it dulls it back down. So
you don't look like a smoker's moustache.
That's exactly right, Marta. So it's nice and beautiful.
If you get it wrong and you leave it in too long and not long enough, sometimes you can end up joining the...
Orange team.
Ooh, nasty.
You don't want to do that.
Hey, what percentage of girls over the age of 17 have their natural, the colour hair they were born
girls
with?
Girls are getting highlights at 15 and 16 these days. I see some of Memphis's friends. They ask her, because she's got really blonde
12,
hair.
12, 13.
Memphis has really natural blonde hair, and she often gets asked, do you dye your hair? I'm like, she's 12. Of course I don't dye her hair. How ridiculous is that? But some girls, Marto, 15,
next year.
14.
Margo, is there every chance?
They up too quickly.
I don't think I know my wife's genuine natural hair colour. Would that probably be true?
That'd be true,
I've never seen
mousy
it,
mousy
right?
brown, I would say.
Yeah, I think most girls are a mousy brown, Marto, and then, you know, the dye takes you either darker or lighter, one way or the other.
God, it's a lot of effort. Who are you doing your hair colour for? You know how most girls dress for other girls, not for men. Who are you doing your hair colour for, men
or
other
girls?
Well,
not my children, because when they came home from school yesterday afternoon...
They didn't notice. They didn't notice?
River said, oh, my God, yuck, that's disgusting. And then my son Jagger said, can you not pick me up from school ever?
What?
Disgusting!
That's incredible.
Here I was with all my new shiny brown hairs on the couch waiting for them to come in and say, oh, my God, Mommy, look amazing. And River's first words were, oh, my God, yuck.
Disgusting.
Yuck.
That's disgusting.
Thanks,
well spent.
Guess who's not having dinner tonight? All of you turds.
Get some Triple M breakfast wherever you can. Marto, Margo and Dan on Triple M.
Triple M breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan.
We've all heard of baby boomers, Marto. Are you a boomer or a Gen Z?
I don't know.
He's not Gen Z.
I'm not Gen Z.
What's Gen Z?
You're thinking Gen X.
What comes
Gen
after X. boomers?
Is it Gen X?
I don't know.
What are we, Gen Y? Yeah, we're millennials. We're described, yeah, as the terminology for millennials is those 1980s birth years, mid-1990s to the early 2000s. So anyone born from, you know, 1981 to 1996 mostly.
Righto.
Most millennials are the children of baby boomers and older Generation X.
I'm a Gen X, I think.
So you're a Gen X.
Are we Gen Y then, Margot? You and me.
Well, millennials, anyway, that's not the point. The millennials asked,
done a fair bit of work
us, Dan, have come out on the attack socially on media because we're coming for you, Marto, and people like you, which I assume is a lot of our listeners. So I thought I'd just give you the heads up, just in case.
Apparently there's a new way that we can age ourselves, and it's by having a wallet. Apparently Gen Z uses their phone as their wallet, so they have all their pay in their wallet, they have their ID in their wallet. How do you have your ID in your wallet? Is this a thing? Did I miss the memo?
Yes, you did miss the memo, because now they have like a whole licensing thing online. There's an app for everything. Yeah. It's a QR code for everything. You can now have digital ID, digital licensing. So you don't, they're saying the wallet is out. If you carry around a wallet, you are officially now earmarked as old. And I know, Marto, that you actually don't have a wallet because you have purpose-built your phone and your wallet into one, whereas Gen X is saying you don't need a wallet, you don't need all those cards in the front of your phone, just use your phone, because now they've got that stow card. You can put all of your frequent flyers, your rewards, your Maya One, your DJs.
So if you lose that, you lose your whole life, whereas... Yeah, I know what this is all about. It's so you can take photos of yourself better because you're a bunch of show-offs. Oh. That's what it's really all about, isn't it?
It's about
because this gets in the way of taking photos. Oh, I can't take a photo quick enough. Whoa, it's in the way.
You mean your wallet attached to your phone?
Well, I'm saying you're actually kind of modern, you know.
This is if you drop your phone. That's not a wallet. This is if you drop your phone. I don't crack it. Am I the only person in the studio that doesn't have a cracked screen?
I've got a case on mine.
But my screen's cracked.
It's cracked, yes, yeah. Because it's in your hand taking photos.
It's about this, Mark.
There's no cash here.
Mm.
Here, there's no cash.
So they're saying wallets are a thing of the past. You don't need a wallet anymore because everything can be accessible right on this little bad boy here.
Well, where's that stupid person you just had on the audio? How does she go if she loses her phone?
She's a millennial. She's saying that the Gen Z, which is after us, they're the ones saying that we're old because we carry wallets. I still have a wallet. I have 2-3 wallets in my handbag at any one time.
I have this to show. The judge. Can I present this to the judge?
Is that a dollar note?
This is what's in my phone.
What
that is a $1
is
note.
That?
If I run into trouble at some stage.
Are you a sovereign citizen?
Are you? That is legal tender, too.
That's right. That's probably worth, right? $50, that $1 note.
Oh, this is paper.
Yeah.
It's got the queen on it. She
exactly.
Looks young, too.
When did it change from a dollar pay? I remember the dollar and $2 notes. When did it change over into coins?
Give me that back.
That's great. Right.
Remember 1 and 2 cents? They were a thing, too, weren't they?
Of course I do. I've got a few in
so
here.
So next time Optus goes down and the whole world crashes, we'll all come to Marto's place. He's got his dollar note ready to go.
Wallets are out. I think the next thing to go will be writing checks, Marto.
I've stopped that.
Oh, you have?
Only 2 weeks ago.
Triple M Breakfast.
Talking about youth crime crisis, etc. They had a bit of a meeting yesterday down here at Parliament House somewhere. They called it the Safety and Victims of Crime Committee or something or other. And they invited a few people in, but they didn't invite everybody in, and they didn't allow a lot of people who'd been affected by crime to have a say, including this woman.
They hijacked my car and then assaulted me.
But Leonie was about to be dealt another extraordinary blow.
Okay, so poor old Leonie, she's already been attacked and she came to the meeting and wanted to say something, they wouldn't let her, but then other things occurred, okay?
Leonie was unaware while sitting behind police, she was becoming a statistic all over again.
To add insult to injury, she got a call straight after from one of her colleagues at work in West End that her car had been stolen. Oh. How ironic is that?
Oh my gosh.
So she's there to tell them about when she got carjacked and assaulted.
And then her car's being stolen at work while she's there.
As that girl said.
How ironic is that?
That is truly.
That'll go on the board.
The irony.
We'll appreciate that.
That's what it's for.
How ironic is that?
That'll join the other ones.
Holy, okay. Holy moly.
Just thought I'd bring that up. But what I really wanted to bring up is this, because we're back on, baby. Remember when I went in the march last year for victims of crime?
Oh, Ben Cannon?
She's back on.
As investigations into the car theft continue, the Voice for Victims group says it's fueling their motivation to continue to fight for change.
And if we have to go to the streets again and have a rally, we're listening to the people. And that's what we'll do.
If we have to go to the streets again, I'm ready. And this time,
are you going to take it seriously this time, though?
I'm going to get food vans. I'm going to get entertainment from some of our leading performers, and I'm going to get free beer.
Because you were supposed to be protesting for the victims. Mm. What do we want? When do we want it now?
And I did. We walked all the way from the Botanical Gardens up to Parliament House, and we shook our fists in Palaszczuk. We virtually brought down the government.
I think you were protesting for something else. I think I remember you saying, "What do we want? Beer? When do we want it now?"
Well, yes. I'm looking for it in the system.
That's what I'm saying. If we march again, I'm going to have beer at the end, because what do people really want? That's what they want. After you've had a long march, you've got a man-sized thirst and you need some beer and you need some answers from the government.
Well, after seeing you at the rally protesting for beer, they actually increased the price of beer just recently. The taxes went up again.
Well, that's why I'm going to put it on for free.
And when we can't have blokes, if this is what beer's doing to people, is this a VB ad, by the way? You can get it marching.
What do you mean?
You can get it protesting.
As a matter of fact, I've got it now.
Thanks for listening to the Triple M Breakfast podcast for Tour de Brisbane, sponsored by Transurban. Grab your bike and find your ride. Family fun or get into racing. TourdeBrisbane.org.